This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to Carnegie Museum of Art. You are listening to the Voice of the Arts, WQED-FM. I'm Jim Cunningham. It is my great pleasure and honor to speak with Jim Cunningham, the other Jim Cunningham, the Jim Cunningham who plays the trumpet in the Butler Symphony and has done so since 1971, currently serving as utility trumpet with the orchestra and serving on the board of directors. The Butler Symphony is celebrating 75 years. They have an amazing event coming up on April 21, and their next concert is the Music of John Williams on Saturday the 13th, 7:30. Lucas Richman will be guest conductor. Jim Cunningham, welcome to the Jim Cunningham Show. Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you, Jim Cunningham. You know, I get confused. People confuse me with you a lot of times, and they're disappointed when I tell them that I'm not you. So, many people probably think you're a trumpet player. So we're even.
It's a wonderful thing, and for that I'm really honored. There are a lot of Jim Cunninghams. When there were published phone books, there were 21 Jim Cunninghams. I counted them once. One taught at the University of Pittsburgh. He taught sociology there and appeared regularly on Channel 13, so that was confusing as well. But I'm clear, I'm clear as a bell that this concert, Music of John Williams, is going to be terrific. And Lucas Richman, he is a great conductor. He's beloved with the Pittsburgh Symphony as their resident conductor over many years. And he's had several other posts in the meantime. He comes back once in a while. He was very active with the Young People's Concerts Fiddlesticks at Heinz Hall. And, of course, he had a Hollywood background. He did a number of important film scores, recorded the soundtracks in Hollywood. He's written some music for films. So I think working with him on a John Williams concert will be extra special. Do you know more about the program? Can you share some details about this concert?
Yeah. First of all, the orchestra is really looking forward to working with Lucas, especially the brass section, because the stuff that John Williams wrote is really good and interesting for brass players. So we get to get a pretty good workout in this concert. We're going to do some of the famous tunes from John Williams, Superman March, theme from Jurassic Park, E.T., music from E.T., Hymn to the Fallen from Saving Private Ryan, of course, the Raiders March, Star Wars Suite, Liberty Fanfare. So it's going to be an incredible concert. Orchestra is looking forward to it. And I have to tell your listening audience, we only have 150 tickets left. It's a 1,200-seat auditorium, and we're over 1,000 tickets have been sold. So if you want tickets, get on the Butler County Symphony website, and you can purchase them online. And that would be great. Love to have you there. Like to have a full sellout.
Even at the door, they're a bargain. $35, children and students, $12.
Yeah.
I still feel we have had the Butler Symphony on the air on a number of occasions over the last couple of years. Your director, John Furman, made that happen, and the orchestra allowed us to broadcast the concerts. I think when you listen to the Butler Symphony and the way the orchestra is playing these days, it is really special. This orchestra is at a height, and the work that you did with Matthew Kramer was wonderful. As you look toward your next music director, the orchestra is playing as well as it ever has and better. It sounds like a very professional, highly trained unit. It's amazing the playing you're doing.
Yeah, it's been interesting to watch the evolution over the past 50 years. I joined the orchestra in 71 when I got out of the Navy. And it was pretty much a community orchestra. I think, played four concerts a year, and they paid us a $25 stipend to help us with gas money. And it kept growing and growing in popularity and also interest of local musicians who wanted to play in it. When Matt Kramer came in, and I was on the search committee to help bring him in, thankful that we did that. It's just the orchestra just grew professionally so well. So what started out as a community orchestra now has relatively few actual members of the community in the orchestra. We have wonderful musicians from Carnegie Mellon, Duquesne University, Youngstown State, professionals in the area. So it is a very high level. And I played in several orchestras all over the country, and this is by far the best that I've ever played in. So it keeps us on our toes, too. Matt did a very good job at that.
What is the status of the search for Matthew Kramer's replacement?
We have, and I'm on this search committee, too, helping with that. We have over 100 applications from all over the world for this position. We've narrowed it down to 3. So next season, those 3 finalists will each conduct 2 concerts. There'll be a pops concert and a classic concert. The 3 people are, one is the associate conductor of Pittsburgh Symphony. Mundo is one of the finalists. Another finalist is the associate conductor of the Cincinnati Orchestra. And the 3rd is an associate conductor of the Philadelphia Orchestra. So we've got, I mean, 3 big-time people. And it amazes me that people feel so positive about this orchestra that they really want this gig. They want to come and work with the group. So we're sitting in a pretty good position. So we'll make a final decision after next season, after next year's season.
I'm glad the word is out there about the Butler Symphony Orchestra. Anything else you'd like to share? I think you're going to have a sellout, the music of John Williams. This concert is a sure winner. Tell me, from the trumpet player's perspective, what is it that makes John Williams so immediately connecting with the audience? His writing, what he does, the influences that he has, it's really astonishing. I think it's propelled the whole world of film music generally. He's at the top of the charge.
Oh, yeah. His writing is very exciting. Creates a lot of excitement in the music. His harmonies, just the structure of his writing, is just wonderful to play that music. And just the way he handles the themes with everything that he does. It's just and I've never played anything from John Williams that's been bad. I mean, it's just top-notch, top-level music writing. So it gets us, you know, plus we're playing a lot as far as a brass player in that orchestra. Sometimes, you know, as you know, you've done a lot of traveling with orchestras in the Pittsburgh Symphony. We might sit there for 2 hours and play half a page of music. Not with this concert. I mean, it's just a lot of fun playing, and it's very challenging too. So
it will be wonderful. How long is the drive time from the east end of Pittsburgh? If you're coming from Squirrel Hill, are we talking an hour and a quarter? What is it to Butler from Squirrel Hill?
Probably an hour. You can make it an hour.
I thought it was.
That's an easy drive.
Around an hour, not so far at all. And I'm sure you could combine it with a nice restaurant in the area. Any that come to mind, top of your list, where would you recommend somebody stop for a bite to eat before or after the concert?
We've got the usuals. We've got the Applebee's and Chili's and the Eaton Parks and those types of restaurants that are open. There's also free parking at our venue at Butler Intermediate High School. Acoustically, it's an incredible auditorium to play in. Chuck Lorette, who performs with the Pittsburgh Symphony, I think he's still playing with them. Chuck is an acquaintance of mine, and he told me that was one of the best acoustic auditoriums he's ever played in. So people will get a good taste of what the orchestra sounds like. And of course, we're using a full 76 pieces for this concert, so it should be fun.
April 13, 7:30, the music of John Williams, Lucas Richman conducts, and listen for the trumpet of Jim Cunningham. Okay, April 21, you're raising money to keep it all going with dancing and diamonds. It's a Sunday. The Butler County celebrates 75 years. Is that correct?
This will be our 75th year. The orchestra was actually established in December 15th, 1948. I was born in 1948, so it's easy for me to remember that date. So we survived 75 years, and as you know, it's tough to raise money. Ticket sales don't cover the cost of providing an orchestra of this caliber. So we're constantly out there trying to find grants and ways to raise money. So we thought we would do this event, not only just to celebrate the 75th, but generate some interest in the community for the orchestra, and also raise a little bit of money. And we've got a great MC for this event, Jim Cunningham.
Uh-oh, now you're in trouble. There'll have to be two Jim Cunninghams. Both will have to be involved somehow.
I'm on the committee. I think I might have told you the story. I'm on the committee, said, we're thinking, who can we get? Who can we get to MC this thing? And I said, I've got the perfect person. One lady looked at me and said, well, I said, Jim Cunningham. He said, oh, yeah, do you really want to do it? I said, no, not me, Jim Cunningham. The Jim Cunningham. They said, oh, that would be great. So everybody's looking forward to it. I think we can have some fun there.
I am really looking forward to it myself, but mainly because of the quality of your orchestra, as we spoke just a few moments ago. Everyone deserves to be supported and generously, and I think the tickets are very inexpensive. It's not too late to get a ticket, but they are limited, so you want to get on it as soon as possible, correct?
For the gala?
Yes.
The gala tickets it's $150 per person. We're going to close the reservations, I think, this coming Monday. So if you want one tickets, they're going pretty fast, but I think there's room for you if you want to come. And you can get on the Butler County Symphony website, and if you just Google Butler County Symphony Orchestra, it'll take you to the website, and you can purchase the tickets. It's going to be all kind of fun things going on. It's going to be a very good band. A friend of mine, John Berg, has the Vintage Big Band All-Stars. John's going to be performing dinner music and dancing music afterwards. We have a local artist. His name is Tom Panay, wonderful artist. And Tom's going to do a live painting while we're having dinner. He's going to be off to the side painting a picture, which then we will auction off. We have a $3,000 diamond pendant that a local jeweler donated to the orchestra for this event that we're going to raffle off. So it should be a lot of fun. Good food, Butler Country Club, just a wonderful venue. Also easy to find, right off of Route 8 near the Butler County Airport in Butler. Plenty of free parking there, too. So I'd like to see you. Come on out, everybody out there.
The players in the orchestra will have the night off, I assume, but they will be there.
Yes.
At least some will be on the scene, right? You're going to be there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll be there. So
you'll be able to meet some members of the Butler Symphony and meet the board members.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be a nice meeting to have. And we're actually, after this concert Saturday, having a reception. They're giving some awards to some people who have been involved with the orchestra. And it'll be a nice reception, cookies and soft drinks and punch and stuff, too. And that'll be up to this Saturday's concert. So if you're there, come up and say hello. A lot of the orchestra members will be around to hang out for that.
It's April 21. It's a Sunday. You start at 5 o'clock. You will have the orchestra, the big band, the John Berg Orchestra, the artist, Tom Panay, auction, dinner, dancing. What a great evening in Butler, Pennsylvania, at the Country Club.
Yep, a lot of fun.
Well, let's hope that one sells out as well. Jim, before we say goodbye, I have to ask you to repeat a little bit of your story. We met many years ago, and you kindly invited me to help you with a fundraising event. I know you've been very active in fundraising for nonprofits. You work for Lutherland, the summer camp that many Lutheran churches in Western Pennsylvania send folks to. It's a wonderful, long-serving facility, and you helped with the health center that Jean Purvis has her name on. She is someone that listened to QED 89.3 constantly, and I am so sorry that she's gone, but her son, Bill, the horn player, the French horn virtuoso, is still around. I just met one of his students the other day. So you've been involved in healthcare and fundraising, Lutherans, and the trumpet. Tell me the trumpet story of Jim Cunningham. Where all of you played? How'd you get going with that?
Well, I started playing when I was 8 years old wanted to play the drums. And my dad was laid off. He worked at Pullman Standard Railroad Car Manufacturing. He said, we can't afford drums. I have a trumpet in the house, because he played trumpet. You're going to play trumpet. So I played the trumpet. And when I got in seventh grade, I was average. I didn't think I played that well. But my grandmother came to live with us. She knew my dad wanted me to be a good trumpet player, so she paid me 50 cents an hour. We're talking 1960. I think that was probably minimum wage. So I practiced 4 hours a day, not because I cared about the trumpet, but because it was a good way to make money, more money than my paper route had. But guess what also happened? I got fairly decent on the instruments, just playing it so much. So went through and graduated from Butler High School, then attended Duke King University as a trumpet performance major. But I really wasn't ready for school, for college, so I dropped out after a year, and fortunately was able to get a position in the Navy as a Navy musician, and ended up playing with the Northwest Navy Band in Seattle, which was a wonderful, wonderful experience. I played lead trumpet. It was primarily a jazz orchestra. But while I was there, I also performed with the Seattle Philharmonic, which was a community orchestra, but a very good community orchestra. And once I got out of the Navy, after seeing some of the great players that there were in this country and throughout the world, decided it would be very difficult to make a living as a trumpet player, as a musician. So I went to college, went to Slippery Rock University, and I got a bachelor's degree in social work. I have a graduate degree in public administration. So I got into fundraising very early on. I'm a Lutheran, belong to a Lutheran church, and did a lot of work for Lutheran causes, capital campaigns, that kind of thing. So last 30 years I spent as a independent fundraising consultant. Just retired, actually, at the end of last year. So, but I've been able to play. Lived in Frederick, Maryland for a while. I worked for the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association as their vice president for fundraising, but also got to play in the Frederick Orchestra, Symphony Orchestra, while I was there. And more recently, I've done some work with the Pittsburgh Civic Orchestra also. So had a good chance to play, do a lot of different things. Did a little stint with the Jimmy Dorsey Band when I first got out of the Navy. Decided that I didn't want to be a road musician after that. And I have several of my own ensembles. I have a 10-piece band that I've done quite a bit of work with. I do a lot of combo work, church work. So,
congratulations.
Yeah, had a good career.
What a great
actually,
career.
The kick out is I bought a new trumpet last year. And I put something on Facebook, and I said, optimism is when a 75-year-old trumpet player buys a new horn. So if I last another 5 years. But.
That's the right spirit. It'll last longer than that for you. You have to buy yet another one for sure. I'm glad you're still playing. And you've got to reminisce a little bit about Butler and your work with the Butler Symphony. When you think back of the soloists you've had, the concert with special themes, the conductors, what memories stick in your mind about your long association with the Butler Symphony?
Well, you mentioned Bill Purvis and Gene Purvis. Well, Bill is one of my best friends. I sort of hung out at the Purvis household growing up. We also have another fine nationally, internationally known musician from Butler, trombonist named Jim Pugh, who was also part of that same crowd. Don Gibson was a flutist, played principal flute with the Butler Symphony as a high school student. He ended up being the solo flutist with the Navy Band in D.C. at age 17, graduated from high school a year early. We had a wonderful string player, violinist named Steve Hyde, who conducts the Baylor Symphony, in charge of that music program. So these people have come back and been guest conductors and soloists with the orchestra. And it's just so great, as you're looking to have a big name or a big-time soloist, when you can actually bring in people that grew up in that orchestra. We did a show, one of the I'm not going to say the most musically classical show, but our opening show this past year was the Beatles. We had a Beatle group in New York that came in, and it was fantastic. These guys looked like the Beatles, and they sounded like the Beatles. So when I walked in for the first rehearsal, I looked up, and there was Paul McCartney standing beside me. I looked at the guy and said, "Did you get this gig because of how you look or how you play?" He said, "Well, to be honest with you, that's pretty much how I look." So, but they played well. But that was a sellout. I mean, people really enjoyed coming to hear that thing. Our last concert, last month, we brought Matthew Kramer back as a guest conductor, and we did Mahler's First, the Titan Symphony, which was fantastic to play, and then to have Matt come back and do it. So just many, many, you know, great soloists and diverse concerts, some of the pops concerts and then the classical concerts. It's just all good. It's just great to sit in with an orchestra like that and just hear all that music and feel that music around you. I feel very fortunate to still be able to play and perform with them every once in a while.
Well, I feel very fortunate to be here in Western Pennsylvania, where the Butler Symphony does what they do, where the orchestra contributes so much happiness to the world of music and the Western Pennsylvania scene. It's really remarkable. But I would say the same of you. I am proud to know Jim Cunningham, the trumpet player in the Butler Symphony Orchestra. Thanks for the great work you're doing there. It's amazing, and your fundraising efforts to help people have better lives.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for all you do to promote music and live music.
This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to Carnegie Museum of Art.